I'm only speaking for a few minutes, just to give a reminder that these days are the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to all of Klal Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem b'Yimotzo, that means he's been nimtzo. He's accessible, he's found. The Pasuk says, Kru b'yoyso karov, also call him when he's near. Now the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, that these are the 10 days of Aser Shimei Tshuva. There's a klal in all inyanim of Kedusha, that the more Kedusha, the more Tumah. Wherever you're going to be, you're going to see that. Wherever there's a pull of Kedusha, a strong Kedusha, there's going to be a strong pull of Tumah. The simple logic to that is that man was created with Bechira. And we try to keep, well, it was created into us a level of Bechira that we can make choices. So when there's a pull one way, and I'm almost giving up a Bechira because of the pull, so there's a pull the other way to counterbalance it. That's why many times the more inspired you are, the harder it is afterwards. Because inspiration pulls you one way. And now, naturally, you're going to go with that inspiration. Inspiration that either you created, somebody else created, but it moves you. At that point, the Satan's in trouble. The Yetzer Hara is in trouble. You know, it's, you're getting out of your Bechira, by choice maybe, into the other side. So the Yetzer Hara and the Satan gives an extra dosage of a pull the other way. And that's again, you know, many give the mashal, and Yerushalayim is the source of all Kedusha. In Yerushalayim, there could be a lot of tumult over there also. See this in all different areas, especially during Aser Shimei Tshuva. It's a Satan's haven, because there was a lot of Kedusha, a lot of Tshuva, a lot of inspiration the first 2 days. And as the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's been Nimsa, he's around, he's Karev, he's close. So you almost like lost your Bechira naturally yesterday in the middle of your davening. There'll be no way in your mind that it's not going to be the best Aser Shimei Tshuva ever in the world. And we need it, and it's true. Comes Yetzer Hara. Gotta do it. And he works over time. You know? And of course, in the first area, is the next day's Atinus, which is hard. But Atinus is there to do tshuva. What does the Satan do? Satan says, I'm not going to get him out of Atinus. A Yom HaTshuva, what could I do? So I'm going to make them really care about the Atinus too much. What do I mean too much? Chavetz Chaim used to say in the davening, V'hoseh Satan l'faneinu l'achareinu. It says in by Maariv, you should remove the Satan from in front of us, from the back of us. I understand you don't want the Satan in front of you. It's not so bad if the Satan's in back of you. What's so bad is in back? So Chavetz Chaim says there's a Satan that sometimes pushes you. Just a little too much to overdo something that's going to cause a problem. He's not talking about tshuva, he's not talking about Limud Torah. What could it be? Very simple. If there's a tainus and you want to make sure you're up for the tinus, and you want to make sure you're healthy for the tinus. You want to make sure you don't have a headache for the tinus. You want to make sure you can survive the tinus because you know how important the tinus is. Especially tshuva the day after Rosh Hashanah. So he says, you know what you should do? You got to eat 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 1 in the morning. Make sure you eat well, you know, because if you don't eat, you're not going to survive. So here you have people in the midst of their doing tshuva for the right way, reason, and in the midst of their preparation, take an overstep, and they have to eat something as close as to alois as possible, so it shouldn't affect them. And then, of course, they close their eyes and they're gone for the day. That came mitzah ha-tayv, not mitzah ha-ra. But it's still a mice of the sudden moving. Person is much better off starving during the day with a headache than not making it to a shachris or a seder or whatnot. And it's throughout. You'll see the entire Aseret Yemei Teshuvah the same thing. What happens? It's very simple. Comes a sec after the afternoon of a tinus. Person says, I can't eat. I can't learn. Might as well go to sleep. Of course, something says, sure, go to sleep. Just go to sleep, go to sleep. Sleep all afternoon. What do I get from that? You'll be up all night. You'll miss the next day. Especially if it's an Erev Shabbos, because what's an Erev Shabbos anyway? And then you get into the Shabbos, right? Sheinu b'Shabbos Tainer. And the Sutton tells you Shabbos afternoon. You want to have a real hidden mitzvah of Sheinu b'Shabbos Tainer. Especially you're going to need strength for the week. Right? What's the Shabbos you open Sunday in this? I want to tell you, he's 3 for 3 at this point. He has the chazakas on his side. By then already you can destroy your Sunday, your Monday, your Tuesday. Comes Wednesday, Erev Yom Kippur, and comes Yom Kippur, you start crying for, and you can't believe you lost out on the Dir Shu Hashem Imatzo, Kru B'Yoyso Karov. So I give advice. We have a Choshev Olam over here. An Olam that's, you know, I think he's really trying and really succeeding. Just keep it careful. Make a cheshbon. The worst, I'm going to tell you the secret in life to fight the satan. And if you fight him with this, you'll win him every time. The one thing the satan can't take, that's called a cheshbon. When you calculate it, the right calculations, sometimes even the wrong calculations, he can't deal with calculations. So if you start to think a calculation with a ramification, if I do this, what's the ramification? And then you make your decisions. And you'll see how quickly he falls away and says, listen, I might as well go to somebody else who has no calculation, no ramification. It's good words of chizuk during these days. Not to lose the momentum between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And they're not many days. It's really, if you think about it, it's 6 days. Because 2 days Rosh Hashanah, every Yom Kippur carries itself, Yom Kippur carries itself. So it's 6 days. And it's very possible for every day to get one step higher, one step closer. If you try. I'm telling the Olam, Shabbos is in. Try to make it a strong Shabbos. It's the first Shabbos of the year, and it's also the Shabbos of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. And trust me, the Sutton is going to work overtime. He always does. And he's going to win a few battles. And he has to. I mean, you'd work overtime if you had to be the Sutton. This is the worst time for the Sutton. You know, he might have been confused of the tekiyas and the tekiyas of Rosh Hashanah, but he has clarity today. And he's going to work. And he's going to work on a Motzei Shabbos. And he's going to work on a Friday night and a Friday morning and a Thursday night and today. Yeah. The first thing again he does on today, the Rambam. He has a difficulty with the Rambam. The Rambam says, what's the ikar of a tainus? It's not the fasting of the tshuva. So what does he try to do? Make the ikar of the tainus the tainus, not the tshuva. You walk around saying, I survived the tainus, I did the tainus. He walks around saying, Baruch Hashem. He fasted, he didn't eat today, big deal. What does it mean? So he didn't eat today. Alright, so he has a double whammy. You suffered, you didn't do tshuva. Yeah, Sutton wins. In every area. And you'll find out that the minute Yom Kippur's over, he doesn't work so hard anymore. You know, doesn't really work so hard. And those days are easier days. That's why it's Chulchem Yom HaRishon, Rosh Chesh Ben Averis, or Avinus if you look in Chazal. Those days are easier days. And the last thing, I think, it's a personal feeling, is that if you ever noticed on a Motzei Shabbos, even during the year, it's more prone for doing wrong things or destroying the week. It really is. You just stay up too late, it just kills the Sunday, and that kills the... It gets you all off balance. Why is that? It's again, nice and certain. It's great. You came off Shabbos and so much Kedusha. Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. Look at how it starts going. You know, you have from the Shabbos Bereishis at night, Shabbos Matan Torah by day, by Shabbos Shudas, it's Me'in Olam Haba. Everyone's, you davened well, you learned well, you know, you sang well, you reach the height. That's a lot of Kedusha. Wherever there's going to be a lot of Kedusha, there's going to be a push to get a lot of Tumah. Comes Moshe Shabbos, it's prone for failure. Because he's going to work overhead. And we start off the first davening. What he is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Atto Chanan Tumah. He is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know what's going to happen. So at least allow me to begin the week. I got to begin the week free from Chet. Free from falling. Let me get the week straight with the real Havdalah. Ben Yisrael Amen. I beg a question, why do you beg then? You need a lot of Siyata Dishmaya on a Motzei Shabbos. But if you realize that, so it's it's a much easier battle to fight. So, as B'nai Torah, if you want to have an Avodah, of the next 6 days, don't even look at the 10 days, it's 6 days, 6 days, maybe five and a half, at this point maybe five, it's right before Yom Kippur's also, five. It's not a long period of time. Take your life in your control. Make the cheshbon, be careful about the minyanim. You know, there's a regular Seder today, you're stuck in the Seder, trust me, the Sutton's going to get mad. Especially if you have a headache. Tomorrow, Seder, you have it stark. I want to tell you, you're winning the battle. You really are. I personally don't like him. So if you're on my side and fight, I'd appreciate it. Tonight, once it's shot, once a tightness, there's no reason not to have a Seder. And a lot of yeshivas, they don't push the Seder because after tightness, it's not going to happen. Or it might happen. I don't know. Comes to something's great. Tainus is over. Tainus is over. He still got you. He got you. You have zero excuse. You ate. Some even maybe slept. Others did var mitzvahs. Some go to base items today. Some stop putting the sukkahs up today. You know, some learn Musa today. So just take care of all other things you have to do before Yom Kippur and before Sukkot, in order that they shouldn't sleep in the afternoon so they could be functional human beings the rest of the week. But whatever it is, it comes much of the time. I have nothing to do, I'm bored. Learn. I would say tinus, learn? What's wrong with much of tinus learning? He got you, he won. So please, over the next 5 days, I beg you as an oilam, and you could do it, and you all experienced that Rosh Hashanah, I think it was a beautiful Rosh Hashanah, and a lot of you in the Shemana Esrei and the Davi, you reached the height of clarity while the Satan was confused. Don't shift it and create confusion in your lives while the Satan's clear. So together as an Olam, and everybody should mechazik their friend. Friends who are here, friends who are not here, but mechazik, get the, everybody to be achroi for your friend, that you achroi for your chavrusa, for sedarim, achroi for your roommates, for minyanim, and achroi for all your chaverim, that the next 5.5 days are the strongest days of your life, where you can be kind of the pasuk of Dir Shu Hashem B'Yimotzo, to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's appeared, when he's here. Kru, to call out to him, B'Yosa Kurov, to call out to him when he's close. And according to the beginning of the year, should be the rest of your year.